Yeah.
Today, I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you.
Smiles.
And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing.
When the sun comes shining through,
shining through.
When you're crying,
when you're crying,
you bring on the rain,
bring on the
stop
rain.
Your sighing,
stop your
won't you be happy again?
Happy again,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
keep on smiling,
keep on smiling,
and the world will smile.
I know we got to go like the deal. So I'm sitting here with my producer, Sean. And, of course, this is Barbara Hoover with another episode of the Planet of the Beat Exchange. That was Mother Show. So we're going to be having Miss Malera on from Senior Medicare Patrol and our friend, Mr. Dan, Lieutenant Dan from New York State, letting us know what's going on up there that doesn't get reported. So last week's show, I have to tell y'all, was a rerun because it rained so much that I didn't want to really get out in the rain and have my umbrella be like a lightning rod, you know, because that would be natural causes. But I still wear my Kevlar vest, but that's okay because we're strong on the Beat Exchange. So I happened to notice this book that I thought was pretty interesting. It's a Daily Biscuit. It's Devotions with a Drawl, and it's Todd Stearns and Michelle Cox. So you should look that up on the internet. A Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. It's pretty interesting. It's got recipes in it besides, you know, little inspirational and devotional things. We have something that's coming up with Fulton County in the GOP knocked down the Secretary of State that wanted to become a GOP delegate, but he was caught lying about a phone call he had with President Trump where the man went and certified election results that he knew were incorrect for Georgia. So they bopped him out, Fulton County bopped him out. And that was Brad Raffensperger, a man who took money from communist China. I mean, let's face it, you know. And so another thing that has happened, and this is all on a state level, because everybody wants election integrity, right? Arizona State Senate ordered hand recount of 2.1 million ballots from the 2020 presidential election. And Arizona Senate is controlled by Republicans, but as you know, there's a lot of Ronos that, you know, will ice pick you for a little cash from communist China. So, you know, we have a Senator Cassidy who decided to vote guilty for President Trump for some alleged situation at the Capitol on January 6th. That doesn't have an investigation started or concluded. And I'm mainly interested in is how was it that the House Speaker, who controls the Capitol Police, and the mayor of D.C., Bowser, allowed tanks of propane gas to be brought in the area of the Capitol with 2x6s. And those are the tools of Antifa and Black Lives Matter domestic terrorists, because that's what they are. And, you know, burning and looting, but we're going to blame other people. Now, the Arizona legislators were trying to straighten this out with the incorrect vote count before the election. They were one of the states where the legislature tried to, had informed the office of the House Speaker that they were reclaiming their electoral votes for Trump. But she ignored them, and they encountered the erroneous count, you know, because they got a Secretary of State that's corrupt. But now a judge has ordered, it's the Maricopa Superior Court, Judge Timothy Thomason, ruled that subpoenas issued by Arizona State Senate are valid and should be enforced. And he disputed arguments from Maricopa County officials saying the subpoenas are unlawful. That's how they held off having to produce records that they were asking for. You see, because when they have an illegal vote count, they also, or inaccurate vote count, they're also falsifying election documents. So it's not just one thing that they're doing. It's things to legitimize fraud. And we know all about fraud in the state of Louisiana, because the state of Louisiana is so full of crooks and thieves that I got to get on the air and name them. But, you know, of course, I could prove everything I'm saying, and it's a matter of court record. I can even name the judges that take payoffs, but that's not for this show. But it's for any show that I decide that I'm going to get triggered. But the court finds that the subpoenas in Arizona are legal and enforceable. And there's no question that the senators have the power to issue legislative subpoenas and for the subpoenas to comply with the statutory requirements for legislative subpoenas. Like, if they want something, they have the constitutional power to oversee elections. So they should have been granted that paperwork that they were seeking. So now they're going to get it. And then it's going to be a recount of 2.1 million ballots for the 2020 election to be done by hand. Now, what they had said, Maricopa had said, now, President Trump won that by a landslide. And so, you know, this was one of the places that were having home invasions as a routine event in their lives because of people crossing the border illegally. And, you know, we have homeless on the street. We have, especially with the coronavirus, we have veterans that have not been helped with housing, who served our country, but yet they're allowing the border to be overrun and not even checking into whether they have COVID or not. But yet we get the swab shoved in our sinus cavity, and some people have gotten the filter to their brain punctured by these swabs, because there's a mark on the swab where the tending technician they call them, it could be anybody, where they have to stick the swab all the way up your nose to that mark on the swab, and they've been puncturing people's filter. A lady had a nasal drip after she had gotten swabbed, and eventually when it wouldn't clear up, she went to the hospital, and that's what she had. Now, there's a website where you can go to that is called vaccineimpact.com, and they have a list, okay, We're going to be going to break in a little bit. We have a list of all the articles combined with what the injuries people are experiencing through these vaccines. And there's an article on the website of a lady from Louisiana. And since she's taken a vaccine, she walks like she's on a trampoline. You got to see this. So I have 30 seconds to move on into our break, and we're going to have Miss Brenda Malera and Mr. Lieutenant Dan Wilkos. So the Vaccine Impact website, there we go. See you after the break.
We are the Patriots. Trust the plan because we have it all, and the fate is in our hands. Had a reason to fool us, but we didn't take the bet.
If you want your website to come up in the top of the search engines, there is one place here in New Orleans, and that's Rhino Web Studios. And it stands for Right Here in New Orleans. Brett Thomas is the owner, and he will have your back. Rhino does websites, SEO, and social media. For one of the most respected web designers right here in New Orleans, you need to see Rhino Web Studios at rhinopm.com or call him at 504-875-5036.
Cannon Hospice serves a 150-mile radius, including Greater New Orleans, North Shore, Baton Rouge, and the Mississippi Gulf Coast, with a dedication to providing comfort and dignity for those facing a terminal illness. Positively and resourcefully, Cannon's team of professionals are committed to meeting the physical, spiritual, and the emotional needs of both patients and their families. To learn more, call 504-818-2723 or visit www.cannonhospice.org today.
A very smart financial person once said there are five G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Golden Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD.
WGSO 990 AM has recently become recognized as an official 501c3 nonprofit organization capable of accepting tax-deductible donations. So, in commemoration of our 75th anniversary, the station is launching a 75 for 75 campaign, with the goal of raising $75,000 in 2021. The funds that are raised will be dedicated to help the station fulfill our broadcast mission and satisfy any equipment needs that arise. These donations are especially important because, unlike most radio stations in New Orleans, WGSO is independent, locally owned and operated, and not part of a national broadcasting conglomerate. To donate, go to WGSO.com and click on the Donate button on the front page. Help us to continue to be the community voice of the Crescent City.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Wall in the background, where we go one, we go all. It's a song that he had written with to raise funds for General Flynn. So I think you can remember when, at the time that we, well, say our country through Sidney Powell, excuse me, discovered that the FBI 302 summaries indicated that no crimes were committed. So therefore, General Flynn was framed. That's nasty. But then we had Molotov cocktails to celebrate, and then Judge Sullivan turns out to be, yes, a documented pedophile. He held on to the case and didn't want to cut it loose, and even became, here's the judge presiding over the case, then he becomes a litigant on the appeal level. I mean, this is really twisted that these people pull these things. It, you know, you can't cross the line like that, but they did. You know, that's like terrorizing everybody that believes in the rule of law. Just make up, you know, it's called judicial fiat, where it's not a proper procedure, but they call it that. So I see I just got sent a text about a little baby who was breastfed by his mother. She had gotten a vaccine, and he developed a serious rash and went into the hospital and died within hours. So a Peruvian court has ruled that Bill Gates, George Soros, are criminally liable for creating the COVID-19 pandemic. So here's one country, Peru, that's stepping up. Now, quarantine is when you restrict the movement of sick people. Tyranny is when you restrict the movement of healthy people. Now, of course, we need someone to run against Nancy Pelosi, because she's too old. When she drinks too much, it melts her denture creams, and she can't keep her dentures in her mouth. It's like she's fighting with her dentures to talk. So I think that's enough for her. But they have a lady that's running for Congress, Deanna Lorraine. So check her out on the internet, Deanna Lorraine. And here's a quote from Thomas Sowell. Of all ignorance, the ignorance of the educated is the most dangerous. Not only are educated people likely to have more influence, they are the last people to suspect that they don't know what they're talking about when they go outside their narrow fields. That's crazy. That's wild. I love that man. You look him up on the internet, too. He's brilliant. He's like, I appreciate him like Dr. Ben Carson. So the estimated completion date for the Pfizer vaccine study is January 31st, 2023. The estimated completion date of the Moderna vaccine study is October 27th, 2022. So we are the experiment. But you see, if you want to get the vaccine, there's a lot of churches that are having it made available where you can get the vaccine if you want. So check the internet, the New Orleans Musicians Foundation and the New Orleans Musicians Clinic, they have it listed on their website. So also, I want to get to Ms. Malero from the Senior Medicare Patrol and our friend Lieutenant Dan. So, do I have her on? Oh, yeah. Ms. Brenda.
Ms. Barbara, how are you?
I'm fine. I love having you on. You're such a great spirit.
Oh, well, thank you. I know I've missed you. We haven't talked to each other.
Well,
for a few weeks now.
I know. You know, that's... Look, I was setting up for the Zoom meetings that we have on the wrong days because I put them wrong in my calendar. So, I mean, the radio station's probably one. What is wrong with her? You know, but you know, you put it in your calendar and then your phone starts beeping.
Beeping.
Yeah, and I started acting like, you know, the little mice after the corn, you know. It's like, oh my God. And then I just had it wrong on my calendar. So that's all. I'm not confused, even though I'm 70. So
well, that's a good thing.
Right. So what's going on? What have you come across lately that you could tell us about?
Okay. Well, once again, we are Senior Medicare Patrol, and we're a free resource to anyone who is on Medicare already, or simply, you know, needs help because they've been encountered with a healthcare scam or Medicare fraud. Mm-hmm. This program is in all of the 50 states, because I know people outside of Louisiana listen to you. Mm-hmm. So don't think it's just in Louisiana. The Senior Medicare Patrol Program is available in all 50 states. And to get in touch with your local SMP, all you have to do is call 1-877-808-2468 and let them know what state you're in, and they will connect you to your local SMP. Now, again, here in Louisiana and Mississippi and Georgia, it's sponsored by the same company. So if you call our free toll, our hotline, you will get, it's the same number for the three states. But again, we help people who may have become a victim of a healthcare scam or Medicare fraud. And to answer your question, we've had several scams come up during this past year with this whole COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. So one of the ones that is going on right now is due to the vaccinations, you know, a lot of people are starting to get vaccinated, or they're starting to see a lot of information about vaccines on TV or the radio or just social media. What we've been getting is reports of people getting phone calls where they say that if they fill out or answer a survey regarding the vaccines, they will get a free iPad.
Oh, Lord. So that's way so out.
Yes. So what people, you know, assume that they're just going to answer whether they're for the vaccine or against it, or if they've been vaccinated. They start answering questions. And at the end of the survey, the representative tells them, okay, well, now we're going to need your credit card number so that we can ship the iPad to you. But we all know what that means. Once you give out your credit card number or bank account, number information, then these scam artists are just going to run with that and steal from you. So what we're trying to advise people is just simply don't answer these kind of questions, or, you know, if people call you and say, we need to know, you know, if you've already been vaccinated or if you want to put your name on a list so you can get your vaccine, all of that type of, all of those kind of phone calls that are going on, please ignore them. Hang up on these people. No one should be contacting you unless it's your medical provider and you are 100% positive that that's who's calling you.
Right. And you, okay.
Yes. Go ahead.
And you see something else. You know, even I still get these phone calls about, oh, you know, we can give you money if you take these tests. I'm going to have 1 minute, and then we're going to take a break. But okay. You see, the it's like you're not taking the test under your doctor's direction. You're taking a test off a marketer calling you on the phone, even though they're saying that they're with your insurance company. Mm-hmm. It would still be confusing to other people that don't really realize it's a scam.
Right. You know? And if you're unsure, what we suggest is that you hang up and you call your provider or your insurance company.
Right.
And just verify if someone should, you know, called you right. or should be calling you.
Yeah, let's
don't
slide
be
over. Right. Let's slide over for the break and then we come back.
Okay.
Like, definitely
perfect.
Don't be afraid.
Over the last 75 years, New Orleans has gone through many changes, and so has WGSO. From our early beginnings in 1946, broadcasting from the Jung Hotel, being home to Papa Stappa in the 1950s, being a music station, talking biz radio to speakin' easy New Orleans style, you, our loyal listeners, have been here every step of the way with WGSO. It's now our 75th anniversary, and we are so proud to have you here with us to celebrate. So we're going to celebrate all year long to show our gratitude to you and make 2021 our most successful year yet. And we will also continue to bring programs that appeal to people of all backgrounds. So from all of us at WGSO, we want to say thank you for making us the community voice of the Crescent City.
Mm-hmm. Moving, redecorating, let New Orleans Habitat help. The New Orleans Restore accepts donations of gently used furniture, appliances, cabinets, and more. Drop off your donation today at one of our two locations, 2425 Williams Boulevard in Kenner or 2900 Allegiant Fields in New Orleans. Or schedule a free pickup online at habitat-nola.org. Your donation helps provide affordable home ownership for deserving local families. Great stuff, great deals, great cause.
Hi, this is Barbara Hirsch Napolitano. Join Tracy Napolitano and I every Friday from 5 to 6 on WGSO 990 AM for It's Always Better with Bourbon. Need a great bourbon recipe for the weekend? Want to know what the newest best bourbon is? You want to hear what a master distiller does? Those are some of the things we're going to be talking about. So join us every Friday, 5 to 6. We'll see you there.
Louisiana Radio Network. I'm Brooke Thorington. New Orleans State Senators Karen Carter-Peterson and Troy Carter advanced to the runoff in the special election for the 2nd Congressional District. Matt Duell has more.
Carter won 36% of the vote, while Peterson secured 23%. JMZ Analytics publisher John Cuvion says the race will be decided on how Baton Rouge activist Gary Chambers voters and Republican voters decide to vote on April 24th.
Those two pieces of the electorate, which comprise 37%, of the total vote, they're going to be the kingmaker or the queenmaker, as it were.
Cuvion says one interesting fact to note, Peterson took third place in her own Senate district. I'm Matt Doyle.
The LSU Tigers enter the second round of the NCAA basketball tournament. March Madness has the Tigers facing off with the Michigan Wolverines in Indianapolis at 6:10 this evening. The winner will face off with either Florida State or Colorado in the Sweet 16. LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.
And with that, the Tigers are putting another point onto the scoreboard. The runner is coming around, and he's heading to home plate. But wait, he's running. He's running to the newsstand to pick up the latest edition of Tiger Rag Magazine. I've never seen anything like it before.
Tiger Rag Magazine. Tiger Rag Magazine. Tiger Rag Magazine.
Are you looking for the latest in LSU sports news?
Tiger Rag Magazine.
No worries. We've got you covered. Tiger Rag Magazine.
Check this out.
Get Tiger Rag in your rotation. Tiger Rag Magazine.
Tiger Rag.
Find it local newsstands, deliver to your mailbox, or flip the pages on TigerRag.com.
Tiger Rag Magazine covers all things LSU sports.
Wake up with a fresh dish of sports news direct to your email.
Tiger Rag Daily.
We've got all the LSU sports news you need.
Football,
basketball,
baseball,
volleyball, gymnastics, track. We've got it all.
Tiger Rag.
AOS Interior Environments are the largest design assist furniture, fixtures, and equipment contractor in Louisiana and Mississippi. AOS Interior Environments believe they can't succeed if those around them falter. That's why they've partnered with Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a free webcast live from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge, that features New Orleans musicians playing live music to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans that have been impacted by COVID-19. The best part is you can join in the funky fun time by simply going to www.thefunkyuncle.live every Friday night at 7 p.m. Coming to the Funky Uncle Lounge on March 26th, Caesar Brothers Funk Box, and on April 2nd, the one-year anniversary show featuring Irma Thomas. For more info on how you can support Fridays from the Funky Uncle, go to thefunkyuncle.live. AOS Interior Environments, where good design is good business. Find them on the web at thinkaos.com.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
WGSO, from the Puka Ray
to Funchal Square,
things have changed. WGSO, do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans, and it's Barbara Hoover with the Beat Exchange. I'm sitting here with my friends, Miss Brenda Malera from Senior Medicare Patrol, and Mr. Dan, Lieutenant Dan from New York State, is going to tell us what Cuomo's been doing. It's like, Mr. Dan had some questions for you, Miss Malera, and he was asking me. I said, well, let's call up Miss Malera and get her. We talk with her about these things. How you doing, Lieutenant Dan?
I'm doing just fine, Barbara. Thank you for having me on again tonight.
Oh, absolutely. Always. You and Miss Malera.
Yes.
Hello, Lieutenant
Dan. How are you? Hello. Good. How are you?
It's beautiful.
It's been a long time since I've spoken with you.
Yeah.
I know.
We got to do... Yeah, if I don't know, I don't live by the calendar and I don't live by the clock except on Mondays in the evening. And so, I mean, it's something that, you know, artists and musicians will tell you that. You know, they only have to know about the time for their next gig or whatever. But it has something to do with freedom of movement and freedom of expression, even though sometimes you might not be on time, but at least you get there. So that's what it's all about. So now that I went the long route to say to y'all, when y'all have information for the listening audience, then y'all got to let me know that, you know, how much airtime you want to tell us about it. That's all. So I just need to be corralled a little bit. That's all. But I'll try and get back to calling y'all and talking to y'all before the show. But sometimes it's an impossibility. You know, I heard from everybody today, the bread man, the guy that sells the tomatoes. I mean, you know, my friend that I have to help out about his, he's got a serious deal. He's disabled. Now, maybe this is something, Miss Malera, you can help us with. He received a grant as a disabled person that wanted to go to school and get into the workforce. And they pushed him to take on a heavy load so he could get into the workforce, graduate faster, and get into the workforce quicker. But it was too much of a load for him to handle being disabled, and he also took care of his mother. So in the process, after a while, some kind of way they found a loophole where they leaned on him to say that the next semester he had to pay for, you know, because he had dropped these classes. Now, is there anyone that when a disabled person has a problem like that they can call up? I mean, he's on Medicare. Hello, is anyone out there? I mean, I'm just playing. I'm so crazy.
I'm here.
Yeah.
No. Okay. So since this has nothing to do with like healthcare scam or Medicare fraud, per se. This would have just, this is something, you know, where he applied for a grant. And he's disabled. So my understanding of a grant is that's free money, right? That's not like it's a loan where if he, you know, that he has to pay back.
Well, he had to. They got him the, now this is a strange one. They got him the grant, and then they talked him into making a student loan to do other subjects. You see?
Okay, so yeah, that's different.
Right.
So, you know, the grant portion, you know, whether he used it or not or whatever, he shouldn't have to pay it back.
Right.
Now, student loans is something else. What I would suggest, just you know, separate from senior Medicare patrons, this has nothing to do with it, but I do have a little bit of background with people that are disabled.
Beautiful.
What I would suggest is that he get in touch. Is he local?
Yes, he's local.
Okay.
Yes.
He might want to get in touch with Families Helping Families. Okay. It's a nonprofit, and that's a it's here in the Greater New Orleans area, and he can just look it up and call Families Helping Families. And what they do is that they advocate for people on disability that are disabled, that have different types of disabilities. And, you know, it's usually focused a lot on the children, but I don't see why they wouldn't be able to guide him. You know, maybe they can help him and advocate for him and tell him what he should do, or if not, guide him to the organization that would be able to you know, back him up and just advocate for him. And it's all free. You know, it's something that it's a resource. It's a free resource for people that are disabled and need that kind of help. But definitely he should look into that and get somebody to help him.
Right. And to navigate everything, because it's just all bunched up. I knew you would have something for us.
So it's Families Helping Families of Greater New Orleans, and he can just look that number up. I don't have it offhand, it is, and that's just for anyone that you know, has maybe a child that's disabled or needs some extra resources, or even an adult. They can guide you and help you navigate this particular situation, and maybe he can find other resources that would help him, you know, just in his general life.
Perfect. Perfect. Mm-hmm. There we go, Richard. So instant. So, this is great. Oh, and I had a crazy phone call, and I try and record these when I get them, because I would play it tonight on the air. It was so unbelievable and sounded so real. But it was frightening that people do this, you know, and call up into your house. And so basically, they told me if I didn't call this number, I was going to be arrested. And I was like, you know, like, we found this, blah, 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 you know, Social Security and all. If you don't call up, you're going to be arrested. Nobody does that, except if you're a probation officer for Judge Desiree Charbonnet, then you call up and say, if you don't come to court, you're going to be arrested on charges you never knew you had or a hearing. But that's the way that goes. That's how they play. Go ahead.
What I need to let everyone know is that's a perfect example of someone getting scammed. You know, them telling you that if you know you're going to get arrested, that your Social Security number has been compromised. If you don't pay, you know, if you don't go down to the local drugstore and put money on a gift card and pay your bill, you're going to get, you know, arrested. All of those are examples of just, you know, what scam artists come up with to scare you to death.
Right.
You know, to do what they're telling you to do. And I just need to remind you that Social Security, the IRS, they are never going to call anyone for anything.
Right.
If they need to get in touch with you, they're going to mail you a letter letting you know and explaining why they need to, you know, talk to you. But they're not just going to call you out of the blue to tell you that your number's been, you know, your Social Security number is no longer valid or it's been deactivated. IRS is not going to call you and tell you that you owe this big time money and you need to pay for it immediately or you're going to get arrested. So it's just a little bit of common sense. And if you just feel in your gut that there's something wrong with that phone call, just don't say anything. Just hang up on these people, because that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to play with your emotions. They're trying to get you upset and nervous so that you just stop talking.
Right. That's great. Yeah. You see, Mr. Dan, didn't you have some questions for Ms. Malara?
Well, I do. Again, we're talking about the disabled, and that's kind of what my question had to do with as well. Because, well, most of the reporting that's been going on concerning our governor here in New York has been, well, let's face it, a lot of the more tawdry sort of stories. There's like eight women that have come forward, but it's kind of to the detriment of the real crime that was over 15,000 seniors that were killed unnecessarily from COVID in the nursing homes. But what most people don't realize, and I didn't even know this until just a little while ago. Actually, it'll be a year ago this week that with Andrew Cuomo's signature, the Department of Health here signed off on sending the seniors into the, COVID-positive seniors into the nursing homes. But what most people haven't been aware of is that he signed a similar order shortly after that last April, that it was a directive that it ordered residential group homes for people with intellectual and developmental difficulties that they had to take the COVID-positive patients as well. And as a result, while the nursing home order was rescinded in May, but this one, as far as I know, is still in effect. And there's been over 550 residents at these homes that have died from COVID. And I wonder if there's any recourse for the families of the disabled as well as the seniors for this type of thing. And if you've heard of any of this going on in other states.
I haven't heard of anything like that happening in other states. It hasn't come up on our radar. I know what Louisiana's been doing, and they really haven't. It hasn't been we had a lot of deaths in some of our assisted living facilities and nursing homes, especially at the beginning of all of this, like a year ago. They were the first ones to get hit hard, and we actually had an assisted living, independent living facility here in New Orleans that was like the hot spot. I mean, they had several deaths, from that particular facility. But what I would suggest in that case is, again, I wouldn't consider this Medicare fraud or healthcare scam per se, where you're being affected as an individual. But I can give you the phone number to the Senior Action Council in New York, which is also the sponsor for Senior Medicare Patrol. So it's 2-in-1. And maybe they can guide you, and let you know, which recourse you would have to take, what and help you navigate through this particular situation, whether you just wanted to report something or advocate for some, for a family or for somebody, or just to find out what's going on. So that number is 1-800.
Okay.
333-4374. Now, they're the New York Statewide Senior Action Council. And again, they are also the Senior Medicare Patrol sponsor. So they carry our program in New York, all of New York. Okay. Perfect. So maybe by calling them, you can just ask your question. Maybe they'll be able to help you. If not, they will guide you to who could help you and investigate this a little further. To help you navigate the situation. It's really, really sad to hear what's going on. And I know New York must not be the only state. Right. There's probably other states that are going through the same situation.
We're going to have to take a break, and we're going to come right back with this conversation with Ms. Brenda Malara from Senior Medicare Patrol and our Lieutenant Dan up in New York with his things about Cuomo.
Hi, I'm Pete Cannizzaro with Cannizzaro Realty Appraisals and Sales. We provide appraisals for multiple reasons, such as mortgages, refinancing, estate successions, property settlement, and more. We have local knowledge and experience, so bring in the experts at Cannizzaro Realty and make sure your property is being evaluated correctly. Cannizzaro Realty Appraisals and Sales, now with three locations, Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Call 504-831-0507 or visit CannizzaroRealty.com for appraisals and sales.
The wait is over. Morning Call is back. Come visit us at our beautiful new location at the corner of Canal Boulevard and City Park Avenue. Enjoy our spacious outdoor patio or come on in and savor the unique ambiance. Delight your taste buds with our hand-rolled sourdough beignets, our delicious French drip, dark roast coffee and chicory, or sample one of our other local offerings. For over 151 years, Morning Call has been patronized by tourists and notables the world over.
WGSO 990 AM has recently become recognized as an official 501c3 nonprofit organization capable of accepting tax-deductible donations. So, in commemoration of our 75th anniversary, the station is launching a 75 for 75 campaign with the goal of raising $75,000 in 2021. The funds that are raised will be dedicated to help the station fulfill our broadcast mission and satisfy any equipment needs that arise. These donations are especially important because, unlike most radio stations in New Orleans, WGSO is independent, locally owned and operated, and not part of a national broadcasting conglomerate. To donate, go to WGSO.com and click on the Donate button on the front page. Help us to continue to be the community voice of the Crescent City.
This is Annette Benning. I'd like to tell you about the Actors Fund, a nonprofit human services organization that helps everyone in performing arts and entertainment. The fund's programs foster stability and resiliency in the lives of everyone who works in film, theater, television, music, radio, and dance. These services include emergency financial assistance for those in crisis due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Please visit actorsfund.org.
Hi, I'm Clay.
And this is Huck.
Join us for Liberty or Lockdown.
Thursday at 5 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
For conservative news and conversation about local and national topics.
We are here to fight for our freedoms and to remind you that America is a constitutional republic, not a democracy.
So listen to us every Thursday at 5 p.m. for Liberty or Lockdown on WGSO 990 AM.
Y'all tune in to Clay and Huck.
Hey, Johnny Thunders in the background. Yeah, I met Johnny Thunders when he was with the New York Dolls and they came down to visit New Orleans. And a lot of bands were playing at this place, Toulouse and Bourbon Street. And they had this hotel called the Downtown. And a lot of the bands would stay there, hear this music, and then they just gravitate toward the music. So that's something that Thunders did, Cool Operator, when he was in the UK. So there's Miss Brenda Malera, Senior Medicare Patrol, chock full of resources. So I say that anybody has an elderly member of the family, anyone on Medicare, that they need to navigate through certain things, or there's something that they don't understand about their services provided by Medicare and their insurance company, to call Senior Medicare Patrol, and Miss Malera will have her crew of people get right on it. And it's a free service, and they can even advocate for you if there is a problem. You won't have to worry about it. They'll do it, and then they'll call you up and tell you what they got done for you. I think that's wonderful, Miss Malera.
It is. And also, if you do live in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Georgia, you can go to our website, which is stopmedicarefraud.org. www.tigerrag.org, and you can look at what's available to you when it comes to information and the latest scams. Well, actually, anyone can go to our website. But again, the program is in all of the 50 states, mm-hmm. and each SMP program has a sponsor in that particular state. That's why we have three states, mm-hmm. and New York has another sponsor. So it's different phone numbers. But if you want to find out what your local SMP phone number is, you can call 877-808-2468. Let them know what state you're in, and they will connect you to your local SMP. Again, we do all of this, free to our Medicare beneficiaries. And what we're trying to do is we're just trying to keep that money in that Medicare fund for the right reasons, because every year between $60 and $100 billion is stolen from the fund. That's money that you paid into. That should be there for your health care services.
Well, you know, one time when someone called me on the phone, I told you about how they wanted the braces, and I was doing the show, and I wanted to find out exactly what the depth that they would go through to get me every brace. I could have had every brace there was in existence.
I believe you.
And it was wild. And they even called me up and put me on with a doctor that I never met, that didn't know me outside of the phone call. I didn't give them my medical records. I don't know if they, had my medical records, but I mean, I guess not if they don't know that I don't need any of the braces. And so they even put me on the phone with a doctor. Say, okay, we have your doctor on the phone. It sounded real good, but I know who my doctors are. And he talked to me, and they were going to have the braces sent out. So I hung up the phone in the middle of the phone call, so I knew, I just wanted to take it how far it would go. But these marketers work with crazy doctors. I mean, who knows if this guy was a doctor anyway?
Well, yeah. And a lot of what we hear is, I didn't have my card stolen, and I never give out my number. Mm. So how did someone find out what my Medicare number was, or is?
Right. Exactly.
And what we say is you don't have to get your wallet stolen, or you lose your number, or you give it out for it to be stolen. You got to remember that sometimes people working in the industry, in the doctor's office, mm-hmm. in the hospitals, they have access to this information. And
right.
if somebody comes along and says, hey, get me some numbers, I will pay you this amount of money for them.
Wow.
That's what they do. They sell them. So people get kickbacks, mm-hmm. and they sell it to the scam artist. And we have data that shows that each scam artist, once they have access to these Medicare numbers, they will sell them to 8 other scam artists.
You see that? See, like Bunny Matthews, right, it's like a spider web. See,
exactly.
Bunny Matthews' doctor wanted him to take a $75,000 bill. He said, if I have an expiration date, I don't want any medical services. I just want to live in my house, until I pass, if I have an expiration date, and have hospice at home, if that's the case. He's still in the facility, but I did let the Archbishop the deacon know that it's a medical kidnapping. So we got to slide over. This is the tail end of the Beat Exchange. We'll see you same time next week. Thank you, Miss Brenda Malera, and thank you, Lieutenant Dan.
The Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
This is Roland here for TikTok Cafe. TikTok Cafe is located on I-10 Service Road and Causeway. Open 24 hours a day. the place to go when most other places are closed. There is poetry on the wall, God is in the workplace, and everyone treated as family. That's my favorite stop for breakfast and lunch. See you at TikTok Cafe.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.